So I'll introduce our guest, Ellen. While you set her up there, it's the lovely Sheena Salvino.
Hold on.
Oh, you get you get the clapping.
Yeah, we give you the clap. Oh, I can't say it like that. That's how they say it on the Wednesday afternoon show.
I don't want the clap.
No, you
don't
want
the clap. Don't steal. Generous over here.
But we're clapping because Sheena has once again engineered, shall we say, more money coming to the city, to various enterprises in the city. Not too much of it, actually, to the city proper, but to businesses and nonprofits in the city.
He makes reference to Miss Sheena Salvino.
Yes, I think I said that, didn't I?
You did.
Thank you.
I said Sheena.
It's a contraction of my first name.
I was talking about meetings, and I just happened to be in a meeting yesterday with Sheena and a few other people for like, it seemed like a couple of days.
It was 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Conference call.
What was that meeting about?
Oh, top secret stuff.
Top secret.
We were planning the future of Hudson. Yeah. Oh. How's that? How do I put it that way?
Oh.
You know how that always happens.
Wouldn't you like
room.
A little public input, as they say?
Yeah.
Sure, anytime, Ellen. Call my
you,
people.
Definitely.
Call my people.
Call your people.
Yeah.
No, Sheena is the executive director of the Hudson Development Corporation and the Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency.
Wow.
And the world. The rest. Everything else.
Thanks.
Housing.
Again, so generous. I wish it were that easy. If I could just be the queen of everything, I could, you know, single-handedly move all these pieces around.
I think that's what you're doing.
Glorious utopia that we live in.
And more importantly, she's not elected, so
right.
It's like she can
that's
just
right.
tell everybody to go screw.
All right. I don't know that I could do that to my board of directors and they'd
true.
Be okay with
yeah.
that, but I
well,
am
you
not
only
elected.
Have one board of directors, right?
I have two.
Oh, you have two. Oh, that's right. You have
I'm
that
on
other
one,
board.
And I'm moving to the other one.
You're going to be on.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I was on one, now I'm moving to the other one.
That is cool.
All the worlds.
Oh, right.
Are you in the one where they go into executive session?
Not when
session?
I'm there. No way.
For HCDP. No way. No way, no how.
No way, no how. I will pull out my phone and record it and leak it to WGXC.
Well, I thought it would be great to have Sheena come on and give
you
us
did, you did. This was her idea, not mine.
Tom's like, I've had enough of Sheena. I've been around that lady too much.
An update.
To tell
also,
us all the great projects, right?
Oh, my God. There's so much good stuff happening.
Everything's happening, and people should know about it so that they will come to the meetings because they're missing out on a lot.
Bottom line, what did we score yesterday? We, the city of Hudson, and all the people here, so to speak.
Let's see. I think the county in total got $3.2 million.
Nice.
I think
nice.
Was our total.
What's your
on?
Cut?
Zero. I hit a big goose egg.
Oh, really?
But that's good news for everyone in the county. It really helps us be able to improve our workforce.
You know, people ask me today already, they're like, how do I get in on it?
Yeah. In what?
In
the
other
CFA
words, if you have a proposal,
yeah.
it doesn't you don't even have to be a nonprofit.
No.
I mean, DigiFab just scored $500,000.
Yeah, you it's
because they're
Empire
bringing
State
jobs.
Yeah, they're bringing jobs. Yeah, whatever. No, they're getting equipment, which will bring jobs.
Yes,
yeah.
And more work, and that and then
what
produces
does DigiFab make anyway?
Lots
widgets.
Of things.
Widgets.
No widgets. They actually do metal work. Mm-hmm. They
and
do
wood processing.
One of their newest things that they're expanding into is cross-laminated timber. Which is a new market. It's really fascinating. And if you reach out to DigiFab, the general manager over there who worked with us on the DRI, who's a fantastic human being, Christopher Stapleton is their general manager over there. They have a workforce development program that they partner with the Columbia Green Community College on to get people trained and skilled in construction work and go through their program. I mean, just great.
The money that was handed out yesterday, what is that called?
Consolidated funding applications. That's annual. That happens every single year.
And
it's a state program, yes.
Right, state program. And how is it defined? What do you have? What are the categories for applicants?
Any kind of category. Municipalities,
really?
Nonprofits, for-profits, tribal entities. I mean, you can be anything. It just depends on what your project is, which will depend on what bucket you fall in or under whose house.
So, like, Ellen wants to have a home for wayward cats. Will that get funded?
Does Ellen have any money?
I don't know. She just opened up two checks a couple minutes ago.
because what you get from the state is, you know, you'll either you'll get an offset of your costs. So, you know, nobody at, say, for DigiFab, for example, they'd have already made millions of dollars in investments. So the extra $500,000 that they just got is to match what they've already invested. So,
oh, I've invested a lot of money in cat food.
Thank you. Ellen, you didn't shut
Ellen,
me down.
Why don't you call me and set up some office hours? We can investigate your business model.
Great.
We could use some new litter
boxes. All right, great. There's a GoFundMe for that.
And I think a discipline program is in order.
Okay. And I'm trying to get... I want to get a pool in my backyard, but I'm willing to open it up to like some people who come in and swim there.
Oh, are you going to take out the liability for those people too?
I'll pay for that part.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. I mean, great. You don't need me.
We're all making very light of this. Hey, it's very serious business.
This is actually city building and really serious. And I think, you know, I can speak very easily for everyone on both of my boards to say that everyone takes this very seriously.
Yes.
And
this
is not a joke.
Okay. Here, to continue the joke part though for a second, we are talking about our own money. We're talking about our taxes coming back to us through this process. I mean, it's not like money that, you know, just
manifested. Yeah. No, it didn't.
Interest on
you,
something.
It's your money.
Right.
And so if we didn't win it, some other city would have won
it. And basically, it's the state deciding who deserves the money best.
Yeah, you put
in
it
their
in the,
opinion.
Yeah, it, well, based on numbers usually. So it's not just an opinion piece. It's based on those applications and the numbers and whether or not you can run those successfully.
About most of these programs where the state doles out money, the thing that I always find a little bit disturbing is it seems like the cities and towns that are really at the bottom and have nobody investing in them have a hard time getting any money because it always requires, as they said during the DRI process, a who, someone else who's investing.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little, you know.
It's hard. And when you're a municipality that doesn't have any professional staff to help develop these, projects, you're really limited.
It is amazing.
When you're like a small community like Canaan or New Lebanon or, you know, Cookstocky or when you have these small pools of professional staff to help not only develop the project, but also implement the project. I don't know if you've ever worked on a grant, but it's a mountain boxes of paperwork that you have to fill out. You have to make sure that you're covering your women and minority-owned business requirements, your veteran-owned business requirements, you know, your labor standards, your...
And that's just the application. When you actually do the project, you even have to file more information, right?
File so much information. So it's not an easy thing to
do. I remember when the Gallen Foundation turned down a grant because they didn't want to go through that post-process.
The wages that you have to... not that anyone's just complaining that, you know, people are paid fair wages, but when you have to pay, you know, your labor staff $35 an hour when you could get that labor paid for at $20 an hour without going through the state process, then you're kicking up the budget exponentially.
But you're also giving a good reason for why the state should be involved, because the state can make sure that, you know, the local municipality isn't playing any shenanigans.
Exactly.
They're not, like, you know, hiring people at slave wages or something.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's
so it's a balancing thing.
Right.
I get that.
Yep.
Well,
I don't like it, but I get it.
Right. We don't like it, but you've got to get it.
We're talking primarily about the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, which started when? Last year with the state handing out $10 million here and there to various.
So it's $100 million for across the state for 10 municipalities, and it's a competition between each region. So
and
among
we were very upset that we didn't get it
last year. We were very upset, but that I'm okay. I'm looking at what we were able to pull together last year versus what we were able to pull together this year, night and day. We had a lot more support going in this year. We had a lot more energy. We had many more partners involved. When last year it was just. Very single.
Who is she now?
it was hard. It was hard to get all that one together. But, you know, the mayor really was invested in this project this year and was able to give it the attention it needed. And we had council support for it. And so with that right there, we were leaps and bounds. And then we got a consultant on board and a CEDC.
Council paid for the consultant, right?
Yep. Yeah. It was split between CEDC. So the county came in with some money. And
CEDC, Columbia Economic Development Corporation.
Thank you, Ellen.
It's alphabet soup time here.
It sure is.
I apologize for that.
No, that's all right.
Saves time.
So we had lots of partnerships, and I appreciate all of the applause and fanfare at the beginning, but I have to say very truly that I did not do this alone, and I don't ever do it alone, and I'm very fortunate to have the support I have from the city.
Well, that's good, because when the criticism comes in, you can deflect it that way, right?
That's true. That's true.
Because look, the future mayor and I, as the future president of the Common Council, El Presidente, mm-hmm. we're going to have to take a lot of flack for whatever comes in, even if we don't have our fingers on it, you know?
Right. So, I mean, it's just a process.
Just the way it works.
Just the way it works, and there's a process to everything, and it's, you know, if you're not a believer in the process, this is a hard thing to swallow, mm-hmm. and as our state grants, go. And it's like, you got to believe in the process, be a part of the process, and if you're not, you can't really complain too much about it. We all have to accept that there's a process in place.
Wow.
Got to get in it.
Wow.
Wait, I'm sorry. That's very Gestapo of me, but it's true. I mean, if you want to live on the fringes of things,
I know what you mean.
Okay, Miss Red Tape. It's the worst.
So,
I'm
not. So with the DRA, have there been people? Oh, you don't. Well, have there been people who've been so dissenting that they've quit the process?
No.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
No,
I just wondered.
It took, you know, I think for the local planning committee, it was a diverse group of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have everybody from a student to a longtime business owner to retired. There's a diverse group of people.
Yeah, no, I think you'd be hard pressed to say that it was not representative.
Right. So,
Carefully selected.
And the mayor did, you know, was very mm-hmm. careful about making sure that many groups across the board, across the city were represented there.
So, to talk about public meetings, I think I wish more people would come because I have a great belief in meetings.
Mm. Unlike me, yes.
Most people say, you know, find them boring or don't, you know, mm-hmm. don't want to take the time. But you can learn a lot. Run.
You can learn a lot from meetings, and they are important to attend.
No, I loved the last open DRI meeting. He spent the first hour just going over what the last meeting had been. That was wonderful.
Well, for the benefit of people who hadn't been there, it's like
I understand.
Do that ministerial. It's just a process.
No, Ellen would actually make it a finable offense if you don't show up at a meeting.
I would. I think
we generate some new city
revenue. That's new revenue. Like to take it that
I say that, but as a
get
public
that swimming pool.
Yeah, for me.
As a public official, which I was once upon a time.
Emphasis on was.
Some people you wish wouldn't come to the meetings.
There you go.
You know,
I have no comment on that. I love to hear all of
love
the
controversies. Every voice. It's just music to my ears.
Really? Every email I get, also a dream. Dreams come true in my email.
What's nice is when something shows up in your inbox that's actually someone new commenting about things. It's like, whoa, that got you interested finally.
Cool.
And, you know, it's talking to future council members. They're like, gee, I'm surprised how few people come to meetings. And it's like, duh.
You know you are?
I mean? Yeah, exactly.
It's like, get used to it. I mean, but that's part of the technique. I mean, not technique, but part of the strategy of local politics. If you have an issue that matters to you, get the people out, round them up, go door to door. No one's stopping you. You know that's the case. You've seen it done just the other night. Oh, you weren't there. Oops. A local Fourth Ward supervisor got her troops together and they showed up to complain and it was very effective.
And that's how things get done around here. I mean, if you want to show up to any meeting and mm-hmm. throw it in your favor, you need only... Right. Parade in your group of people that are strong on that issue and
you get heard
and you need to see your public officials in action.
Absolutely.
And you might change your mind about whether you vote for them again or
mm-hmm.
not.
Oh, is that how you lost?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I quit.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't
you
sure.
forget.
Oh, that's right. You quit.
I want it understood by one and all.
No. Ellen was so loved that she won an award for it. Of course, the award
was
named
park.
After her, but
at
you know.
The park. I mean, Ellen's got a green space.
I know,
on
right?
Her.
Thurston
She's
Park.
She's like, two for Ellen, zero for Tom.
Ouch. I haven't had a chance yet. Give me a chance. You know, I've told Ellen already, my whole ambition is to win the Ellen Award.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why. I mean,
because it's named after you.
Oh, right. That's very nice of you, Tom. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Do I have to be in public service to win an Ellen Award? How do I get nominated for that? Like,
I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure that the Hudson Democrats even know what their criteria are. No, it's. I don't mean to. I'm making fun of them, I guess. But it was a surprise to me when suddenly they. Said they were going to give me an award.
And a bigger surprise when they named it after me.
Yeah, even bigger.
That's a nice surprise. Anyway, back to DRI.
So what's happening at the HDC and the HCDPA?
You're just running through everything so fast here, Ellen. I wanted to go back. We actually started with the consolidated fund. Sorry. Ooh.
Here we go.
Consolidated funding. So how does that work? Anybody can come with a project, but how do they know how to get into the process?
Okay, here's the best way to do it. Go on the Google and Google New York State Consolidated Funding Application, and you're going to come up with the Regional Economic Development Council. We, in Hudson, are in the Capital Region. Doesn't matter for now. There's on that page, you'll find a resource guide, and in that resource guide, you'll find a table of contents. Now, when you think about your project, now, what is the project that you have? What you have to define your project and what you need. You also want to have a budget in place so you can see where the gap is. Because really what New York State will do is come in and fill that gap to either help you get your doors open, help you take to the next level, help you expand, do capital improvements. If you're a home owner organization, that type of thing, depends on what it is that you're looking for. If you're a municipality, say we have a need for, you know, a new green space enhancements, et cetera, et cetera. So you'd decide what your project is, decide what the need for your project is, and decide what your budget is and where those gaps are. And then you go into this resource guide, and you can kind of see there's parks projects, there's Main Street projects, there's Empire State Development, which is where mostly our projects live because they're economic development projects for me at HDC. And there's a myriad of other projects.
Okay.
Where does a cat house fit it?
I'm not sure exactly.
A cat house? Now we're talking about a different kind of house.
Sounds like a philanthropic venture, but no, I don't know.
Cats are discriminated against. So
I noticed one of the awards was given to Basilica here in Hudson for a development person. Now, what if, like, now, that can only be seen, I guess, as for them to raise more funds for their projects, right? I mean, that's what it's for. Could conceivably this radio station apply for something like that?
Yes, conceivably. I think that theirs was through NISCA. I'd have to look through the New York State Council on the Arts for a workforce improvement project.
Oh, is that how it?
So this would be qualified under the arts, so then you'd go into that bucket and see what the needs.
There's different buckets.
Lots of different buckets. So many buckets. And that's where I can be helpful. So if you come to me, for example, for the listeners out there who might have a project for 2018,
you tell them which bucket.
I can help you figure out which bucket and provide some technical assistance as you're going through the application project process. Furthermore, if you need an application lead for it, for example, you need a house to put it in, so HDC can act as considered a local development corporation or LDC, and we're set up as a 501c3. So some buckets only allow LDCs or 501c3s to apply to them, so we can act as a lead for that agent. So, and then similarly, municipalities can be the lead for projects as well. So CDBG projects for economic development or home or public facilities programs, those types of things. So you can have a lead for each project.
When you say a lead, do you mean a sponsor who puts the application in their name? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you get fees for managing those?
Yes, we'll be starting to do that this year because we've been doing a lot of that for free, and it would be nice to have an additional staff person to help with that and not just a singular staff person in myself. So as work begins with DRI, we'll be looking at new contracts coming through each state program and where we'll be managing several of them. So again, just, you know, helps us to be able to
manage. So of most of the ones, most of the recent grants that came to the city of Hudson, were you the lead on most of those?
No, I wasn't the lead necessarily. I was technical assistance for all of them. I knew what the projects were going in, you know, work to try to give them resources, connect them with people that might be able to help them facilitate their project. Mm-hmm. When you know that you're going to submit a project to Empire State for Development, for example, it makes every sense in the world to reach out to your local development person, me or Mike Tucker at the County Economic Development Corporation, to say, hey, we'd like to put in a project this year. What do you think I should do? The first thing we typically do is look at your project, see what viability it has, and then if it is viable, to take you to the next step and introduce you to the folks at Empire State Development so they can help you fine-tune your project. A good example of that is the gentleman, Shannon McGee, who put in an application for ESD for the Park Theater project. I worked very closely with him, put him in touch with ESD. We worked through his project, got it submitted, and he won $120,000.
Now, was that through a a preservation bucket, so to speak?
That went for economic development. So he can apply as his own for-profit entity. So
So yep. It does assist for-profit entities.
Absolutely. Economic development funds are for for-profit, so you can help expand the workplace, expand, build business, bring buildings back onto the tax rolls, that type of thing.
It does have to have those kind of consequences.
Yes.
It can't be just like, hey, we're going to help you earn more money.
Exactly. You have to show that you're hiring X number of people, you're using women and minority-owned
what
businesses.
What happens if you don't come, if the jobs don't work out?
Then you don't get the money. It's all reimbursable.
Oh, I see.
So never, never ever does the New York State just write you a check and say, here, have fun. They always have you expend your money first and then reimburse you. So that way you stick to what you're...
That's something people really need to understand.
Yeah. So workforce development, you really have to show that workforce.
Yeah, you do.
That's happened.
Yeah.
You've hired somebody.
You have to show it physically. Paper, contracts, people's... Yeah. Cool. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, I'm totally doing it. And then...
Well, yeah, that's
not
yeah. You do realize that pretty quickly. The sort of naive approach to this is think that there's a check that's just handed over to spend.
We're not getting a $10 million check. I just want to make sure that's clear. Like the treasurer isn't sitting there with $10 million in her bank account somewhere. It's not like we got a big check and it went to her.
Too bad.
Bummer.
Now that I'm council president, man, I could get my fingers on that money.
In the grant world, people have to understand that government. Private agencies or something else again, though I think it's true, foundations, for example, are also regulated. You can't just give money to somebody as a gift. Mm-hmm. That is not what this is all about.
No.
You are buying services. It's like ordering a, load of concrete in a way, except you're saying, you're going to set up this business and it's going to produce this many jobs, and that is good for government because it means more people are out there working and paying taxes and et cetera, et cetera. And the other thing is that the word consolidated, I think, is interesting in this world because it used to be that if you had a project involving a park, you went to Parks and Recreation to try to get money for your project. A separate agency. And now I worry about who's actually looking at those applications.
Andrew Cuomo.
I think it's still the same. What they mean by consolidated is mostly a time frame. It only comes out in 1 year, the year cycle starts in May. So you start developing your project and then you submit them in June, July, and then they're vetted through their different program offices. So if it's a park project, OPRHP is still grading it, Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. They're still grading it because that's the professional staff that would vet that kind of project. And then it goes out. It's just the timing is all consolidated. So everything is collapsed into one time frame. Everyone's churning and burning all at the same time. All of the state staff are working on review. They're working on development of contracts. Then the contracts come out, and then they're getting signed contracts back in. It's like a very clear cycle that happens. It's been happening since Andrew Cuomo put this together 7 years ago. So we're now going into our eighth cycle.
I have to say I've been very excited to now enter local government because I keep getting letters and photos from Andrew Cuomo.
You get his Christmas card?
Photos.
I didn't get a Christmas card yet, but I got a letter the other day with my name misspelled. And the funny thing was whoever was, churning them out, another letter was stuck to it to somebody else with a similar position, and it was the identical letter signed.
So you got two photographs and two letters.
It really got me right here in the heart. It's like, Andy, love you, babe. Love you.
Well, you Italians.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring that together. That came up yesterday in a context that I didn't approve of either. What is it? I mean, there's so much prejudice against Italian Americans. It's disgusting. Anyway, so we're talking about the consolidated funding. I had a question about there is a sense that the governor does like to sort of be more hands-on in terms of doling out all this stuff, right? Or has that always been the way it
works? I think
that's
always been the way. I mean, he and the lieutenant governor have been traveling all over the state. Is he here every day? No. Their governor's staff is checking in with us and, through various outlets to just, hey, how's everything going? They've been, and I have to say, from our state team, from Department of State, from Department of Housing and Community Renewal and Empire State Development. They've been really hands-on with us and very, very awesome. I mean, frankly, I've never had a better experience with a state team of people than I've had these past 2 years.
I know what I meant to ask you. You were talking about churning and how fast it all is. What's the benefit of speeding? I mean, doing these things so speedily. I mean, there's obviously everybody wants to see something get done.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever sense that some of these grants and everything demand a process that's too fast?
I would like a couple extra months tacked on to this. Part of me, I think there's two sides to that. Yes, you know, ideally you'd have a couple of extra months to breathe and be able to produce things a little bit more full, you know, more fully completed. But the other part is you get meeting fatigue. I mean, asking people to come. I mean, we were talking about it when I first walked in the door. We had a 3-hour.
And we're going to have two more tomorrow. Yeah, it's right, like, oh, my God, I got to hang out with you again.
I know. And that's what, you know,
Bring good food, will you? No, I did.
I brought cookies. I know.
I don't like snickerdoodles. Please go for chocolate chip.
All right. I'll do better.
Did you bring that weird stuff? That
Puppy chow.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
I thought Chris.
Well, actually, my best friend made it for me. Okay. Shout out, Lizzie.
Or did you bring any food today?
I was coming from a different meeting.
we were talking about that earlier.
We're going to have a new rule. Any guest has to bring food.
I didn't hear that rule. All right. Well, now I've heard. Yeah. I'll bring you food next time. So the process is, you know, fast. But at the same time, you know, how long do we need to labor over certain things? I mean, it's $10 million. It's not $300 million.
Oh, on to DRI now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's only $10 million.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, we could maybe sidewalk, I don't know, 4 streets with $10 million. I mean, like,
really?
It's not.
Is that how much sidewalking costs?
Sidewalks are so expensive. Yeah. And then put in lights. I mean, geez, it's gone. You know, like, so that's why if you were to fund 100% of $10 million worth of projects, you'd get $10 million worth of investment. Mm-hmm. If you use the $10 million to leverage, like at a 5-to-1, like ESD usually requires for economic development, then we're looking at $100 million.
Right, no, but I mean, changed the subject. We were talking about speed. We were talking about having to do it so fast. And it wasn't just DRI, it was all of it. You know,
It's been really fast-paced. Yeah. And you get used to it to some extent when you're in a place long enough. You know,
I had another meeting today at lunch with someone who's tangentially involved in local government, and they were sort of moaning about this aspect, about things going too fast, and that it felt that there wasn't enough planning, there wasn't enough, you know. And I sometimes wonder how much planning you need. You know what I mean?
I mean, I have my master's in planning, and you know, I come.
Well, there
from
you
a
go.
Place
do
planning.
You think? Do you think you always need a professional planner to look at everything?
I think you want to have those eyes on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you want to have someone who's familiar with planning principle, idea, and, you know, theory and practice to be able to review what you're doing. I mean, transportation planners and engineers have a very specific trade. You know, engineers, planners for telecommunications networks, very specific. You know, you absolutely need that kind of expertise.
And an ordinary person, even an intelligent person, couldn't follow most of that stuff.
I mean, it's complex. But
let's say we're talking about a project, a development project, you know, a building or multiple buildings. A lot of it's common sense, right? I mean,
common sense, that's...
But a planner can introduce things you might miss.
I mean, I think when you're looking at it from a comprehensive way, a lot of... what seems to happen is that people get very focused on, like, a micro issue rather than a macro level thinking. Mm-hmm. And when you get focused too closely on one site, you forget about what that impact is on an entire area. So that's why back to the DRI, we had a whole district. The reason for the district is because we want to make sure that the benefits are democratized over an area. So that way we're taking in multiple layers of a certain...
And every DRA project is being vetted by an Albany professional in the area.
A private professional.
Oh, they're all private.
Yep, so they're subcontractors. So that $300,000 of planning money goes to Stantec, which is our, you know, large umbrella.
And it bought a lot of little sticky dots.
It sure did. A lot of green dots. But then they're going to break off and do, so we'll have specifically a transportation team that's going to review, because we've heard over and over from the community that this transportation piece is extraordinarily important. So thankfully, that's moving forward at this point. So what they're going to do is kind of take it and put it in their house and on their table and say, hey, we need some transportation planning and we need to, you know, make sure it's done.
Oh, okay.
Correct. correctly, right? So that way we're not compromising our future by laying haphazardly a sidewalk here and a, you know, a crosswalk there. And a, you know, it's got to be comprehensive.
So, for example, those two people who spoke at the last one, one was about housing, one was more general. Those were both consultants? They were not they were not state employees?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mark Norman was the housing gentleman, mm-hmm. and Larissa Ortiz was the demographics and analytics.
I see.
Neither of the, I think Mark has definitely worked. I think he's in Detroit right now doing some interesting projects. You should Google him. He's done some cool stuff.
Are these people who work on a lot of the DRIs, or are they just a different consultants hired at different time? I mean, and how do they get picked?
I don't know how they get picked. I'm sure they probably respond to an RFP that comes out from a Department of State, and then they get vetted through Department of State and then get the final approval by the governor's office, you know, like that.
Request for proposals, folks. That's what those – learn RFP. That. If you're interested in local government, learn the acronym RFP.
Mm-hmm.
It comes up so often, doesn't it, Ellen?
It does.
And it means request for proposal.
Yep.
MOU, Memo of Understanding. I'm just throwing out some.
I know. CDBG.
Central District.
No.
Core.
No.
CDBG. Building.
Community.
What is it?
Community. Go ahead, tell me. What is CDBG?
Community Development Block Grant.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, CDBG.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Not CBGBs where you used to hang out, Ellen.
No.
Oh, please. You were so into television. The group, by the way.
A group?
You blew it.
I tried to invent a life for her.
She never goes along with it, you know?
I was very interested in what Miss Ortiz, is that her name? Mm-hmm. Talked about the supermarkets.
Mm.
That if you took the three main sources that people in Hudson use for food, I guess is what she was saying.
Yeah.
ShopRite, Price Chopper, and Aldi's.
Aldi's, yeah. Was it like $5 million?
And if you could build a supermarket that would feed that same,
assuming they all stopped going to the other place, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have a hard time getting to the other
place,
that's
so true.
It might take time for them to get used to just walking down the street and getting their groceries.
I think the point of her presentation was to say that there would be support for a food resource in the Bridge District, and.
Right.
That's what she was really trying to push, is that it could financially be a viable business plan with the psychographic skill analytics that she's done. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the problem with it all, I think, is that you have to get agreement for someone to build and run such an establishment. And in the past...
You could just forbid Hudsonians of shopping at those other stores.
Yeah,
Find them. More building up that city clobber.
Right?
Don't run a bus out there. But in the past, whenever we have sought to get a supermarket, even before I was here, the companies say there's not a big enough market for them, and they will not come here.
That's something interesting
that she's come up with this.
She said an urban scaled market, so 8 to 12,000 square feet, which is much, much smaller than any of our larger chain establishments. Excuse me.
Aldi's.
Right. So, Aldi's, but there are, you know, she was trying to show cases that there are, you know, smaller versions of those things in urban areas, and something that a grocer or a food provider could mimic and be successful in Hudson. So. You know, that's supportive of us looking at maybe a not huge entity corporation.
By the way, there was a do today. Did you attend the opening of the WIC today?
That's where I had come from.
Oh, I was invited, by the way, Ellen, but I didn't go.
You were invited. You could have passed the invitation on to me as your co-host.
Oh, sorry. I assumed you'd be invited. Boy, they don't know Hudson.
Just because I had an award named after it doesn't mean I'm on everybody's
invitation. So, what was it like? What did you think?
It was beautiful. Yeah? The sun was shining, which
did you make a reservation?
Blinding. No, I figure I have a permanent room there somewhere. Tom and John, if you're listening. But it was really lovely. I mean, they really worked with, I think, the local businesses, which was nice. They worked with DigiFab to do wood cutting for their lobby, which was really beautiful. They worked with Carrie Haddad Gallery for artwork in the lobby. Mm. They worked with Bodhi Spa to have like an off-site spa location inside the hotel. Yeah, so they're really kind of working with the community.
What's the view like from there? Glaston portion.
You see the mountains and you see like the train trestle. Yeah, it's lovely. Huh. Get a good view of Basilica.
and the rooms are nice?
The rooms are lovely. Like, each of them has like a Hudson River School of Painting.
Do they put nice chocolates on the pillow?
I didn't notice any chocolates unless people are eating them when they walked in to view the room.
Yeah, what was the food like? Yeah,
what's the food? There was no food. The bar. There is a bar that wasn't open right.
Oh, how many speeches? A lot of speeches?
Like four. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, they were short and sweet. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, they worked really hard to get it open. Good. I think they just shy of their intended opening date, but they're doing their soft opening. I think they're booking, I think, now.
That's what I heard, yeah.
So, you know, we're pleased to have them opening their doors and, you know, expanding our lodging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody says we need a hotel. We have a hotel.
And now there's a hotel.
Ellen, I know you told others to get close to the mic, but I'm telling you now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm here.
There you go. Well, any other questions for? We've talked about the. Well, is there more DRI questions, Ellen?
I just wanted to know when the next public meeting is.
The next public meeting doesn't happen until January, but the LPC, which is open to the public to come see, the local planning committee, which is made up of all Hudsonites, who will be reviewing all of the projects and reviewing all of the final documents, blah blah blah.
They're not all Hudsonites, but that's okay.
People who are invested in Hudson are meeting on Monday the 18th at 6 at John L. Edwards. And then the next day, which is important for people who are contemplating submitting projects for DRI funding, is a little workshop for everyone. So you can bring your project worksheet that is on the website, which the website for DRI is www.hudsondri.org.
So that's where you put in your cat house, Ellen.
Yep.
Right there.
So we'll get you a project worksheet. And then on Tuesday, the 19th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Steve from Stantec Steve, is going to be there to do technical assistance for people. Mm-hmm. So if you need help putting in your project together, you can drop in.
It's not too late for a project to go into this year's DRI?
Into the DRI? No. You have until January 3rd to submit your project worksheet.
And I know you're not going to answer this honestly, but do you think this guy's really worth $300,000? I mean, is there something we're not seeing that's like...
Well, there is a ton of work going on in the background. Okay. I mean, it's so much email and so many phone calls and so many conference calls. I can't even begin to enumerate it. Like, if I just pulled out the word, if I just wrote DRI in my search bar, I mean, I got to have at least 1,000 emails. I mean, the committees are doing a tremendous amount of work. And, you know, I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who's on these committees and has been working so hard. It is not
but
easy.
They're not getting paid. Sendak is.
Isn't that brilliant that the state got us to do all this work for free? Isn't it brilliant? I can't. The genius is just everywhere. But
no, you get a lot of cynicism because people go to the meetings and they see this guy, and he's a nice guy, I'm sure. But it's like, that's what you get for $300,000 is a guy standing up there.
It's a lot more than that. But, you know, just even collating the material is pretty time consuming and arduous. I mean,
really? I thought the Xerox machines could do that now.
I mean, certainly, you know, some days you have your doubts. I mean, and but, you know, they're doing what they can. Yeah.
Well, thank you for playing along with this. Is there anything else you want to talk about that's happening? I mean, you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to meet our new council people, my new board members, and welcome the new, you know, regime to town.
That's right. You get a whole new...
I get a whole new board, and...
you mean the HCC gets a whole new board?
No, HCDP.
Oh, yeah.
Gets a whole new board, so that'll be fun. And then the housing task force that the mayor appointed will be kind of transcending to the new mayor.
Oh, I forgot about that. Another committee.
Yeah, another volunteer group of people, and there's some overlap with DRI, and so we're trying to get short.
What's nice, I got to tell you, the incoming council, a good percentage of them are gung-ho and have real interests, which has not always been the case in the past, you know. These are people who have expressed real interest in the topics that we discuss, you know. I mean, they're people who care about housing, they're people who care about the youth program. There are people who care about the police. I mean, so it's going to be good.
I'm excited. I hope so.
If they can sustain that, it'll be great.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't need chair sitters.
Nope,
you know,
we definitely don't.
Nothing happens with the chair sitters.
Nope. You got to move chairs. You got to get in one room. You got to go to the next room. You got to go to the next chair. You got to go to the next chair.
Well, it's amazing you found time for us today.
Hey, I'm not always.
Since, you know, last week you stood us
up. I know, I did.
That's okay. That's okay. We improvised. We had a great show, despite your absence, didn't we? I don't remember a word of it, frankly.
Great is not the word I was using, I don't think.
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we
is
try.
This great?
We try. Well, I think this is very informative.
I think this is helpful for everybody. In you know,
Yeah. No,
and, you know,
I don't believe how many questions I get every day.
I am sure, and I get a million. I get them
I haven't started
too.
Yet to hide. I'm still walking up and downtown.
It's
you know,
I would say around March you'll be ready to just be paper bag, or you'll be in my office.
You just lost something.
My hair tie.
Oh, that was a piece of hair. Like, oh my God!
Just clumps of hair start falling out of your head.
She's so nervous.
You're like, oh my God! I don't know if I can do this.
That is a hair tie.
But for people who still have questions, which invariably there are, please, please, please do not hesitate to contact me. My email, I'm really easy to find. My first name is Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A. I'm one of the only ones
for miles. Outside of the jungle, right? Yes.
For miles and miles. And you can find me pretty easily. And if you have a question, just call me or email me. I'm around.
What's your phone number?
518-751-1044.
Is that your personal number?
No, I'm not giving out my cell phone number. Jesus.
And what is the name of the organization they're reaching at?
Hudson Development Corporation.
Hudson Development Corporation. Okay, that's your main base.
That's the main base. That's who pays the bills,
okay,
as it were.
They'll be sort of well-funded by this DRI project.
Well, I don't know if well-funded is
but
the
I mean,
way to go.
Yeah, it'll keep them going a little longer.
Yeah, it'll provide us with some administration fees. So, you know, like something like one of the projects I proposed is a women and minority-owned business loan program. Oh, geez, is it time to go?
Well, according to Alan, since you just gave me the finger.
Oh, no. Damn. Alan.
No, it's not.
Me
it's
the finger
approaching.
Like that.
It's approaching.
I got you. I got you. I'm being pushed out. I get it.
Sheena, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you both.
Yeah, this
was
great.
I have to attend to some business here.
All right, get to the business. I will attend to the business of after hours.
Thanks for playing along with our silliness.
Anytime. Happy holidays.
Same for you. And as Sheena says, you can call her anytime. She's easy. I mean, to reach. To reach. Come on. Let's get carried away, folks.
Clap. Am I going to get the clap at the end?
Give her the clap again.
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you. And you're welcome.
Okay.